This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at howiecarshow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're not really going to get an all clear, are we? We just have to face the fact that we're going to have to live with this. True?
I think that that's probably true. But what I would say is we have a lot of control and power to do that as we come together, as we get vaccinated.
This would not be the first time, if it happened, that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse.
Honey, please, darling. Believe me, everything is all right. Do you think I'd take a chance with you? I mean, if there was any danger in flying this thing, I mean, these planes are tried and true. I mean, there's nothing experimental about these planes, you know what I mean? So, come on.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If these policies don't change, these won't be the last people to be killed. They don't care about the smugglers and the gang members who kill innocent Americans. They don't care about law enforcement who are killed by illegals. They don't care about the flood of drugs coming in. Mayorkas, I'm asking you to resign tonight.
You're worthless. You're less than nothing. What's keeping you here?
You don't belong here. Why don't you just quit?
Because I got no place else to go.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us, the number is, as always, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 if you want to go under the chump line and leave a message. And at howiecarshow.com, that's also where you go to see the wedding picture of Grace from November in Harwichport. It's a very nice picture, black and white. And check it out. People have been asking for it, so there it is. And you can also go to the Howie Carr Show store, howiecarshow.com, click on store, and you can buy a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. As you know, I must say, I was wondering, you know, whether Joe Biden would show up at the Army-Navy game. And I thought to myself, you know, I wonder if they would chant "Let's go, Brandon." And then I thought to myself, I don't think, you know, he's just too senile to go. He can't take it. Where would they, you know, he might have to go to the bathroom and have an accident, and he's in the stands. And there's just so many things that could go wrong if he goes to the game. And I said it has nothing to do with "Let's go, Brandon." But apparently, I wasn't the only person who was at least speculating about this. And I'm glad that someone finally came out and said what I think a lot of us were wondering, which is, why didn't he go to the Army-Navy game? I mean, that was one of the things that Trump loved more than just about anything. It was probably in his top 10 things that he loved as being president, was going to the Army-Navy game and getting the cheers and all that. Not that Biden was going to get any cheers, but, you know, those guys are the cadets, the midshipmen. They're in uniform. They're not going to chant "Let's go, Brandon." I mean, granted, they're the minority of people that are in the stands, but I wasn't sure. There would have been some trouble, but I think they would have gotten away with it. So anyway, Lee Zeldin, he's the one of the Republican congressmen from Long Island, and he's going to be probably, he's running against a couple other people, including Rudy Giuliani's son, but he's probably the favorite to be the Republican nominee for governor next year against this insane woman, Hochul. And so he was on a show, and he was raising the question of whether or not Biden had skipped the Army-Navy game on Saturday because he was afraid of "Let's go, Brandon." So let's play cut 16. Lee Zeldin, Republican, Long Island. Go ahead.
You know, I don't know exactly why he did not attend. However, I will say this, and I'll state it as my opinion, and it could very well be a fact. If President Biden showed up at yesterday's game, there's a good possibility that you would have had the largest "Let's go, Brandon" chant that has taken place. That entire arena might have roasted him right out of MetLife Stadium.
I don't know. There have been some pretty big chants of "Let's go, Brandon" in the Southeastern Conference at some of those big football games with Alabama and Georgia earlier this fall. But maybe he's right. Maybe it would have been the largest of all time. 17, cut 17, it continues.
And I'm not saying this to be, you know, hyperbolic or incendiary. I happen to just, that's my opinion in stating a fact that it might have been a calculation made by the White House that if he went to the game, I mean, I think there was a pretty good chance that he was going to get roasted out of the stadium.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Cut 18.
There are tens of thousands of other people in that arena who were not there in uniform. And that clearly was a stadium that is not happy with the performance right now of President Biden. So I think that if I had to guess which way the reception would have gone, I agree with you that the cadets and midshipmen would not be participating in the roasting, but there have been several tens of thousands of other people who I think would have been giving Biden a greeting that he would not have liked.
Where would there be today found a stadium where a majority of the fans sitting in the seats would be appreciative and supportive of Dementia Joe Biden and his really wonderful performance? 844-500-4242. You can't hear me? Okay, I'm trying my best here. All right, so I'll keep up right on the mic. I said yesterday that I was kind of surprised that Boris Johnson would want to shut down the entire United Kingdom over the fact that one person had died from Omicron variant. And this is what they say. I mean, and this was the first person in the world who was supposedly dead from Omicron. So it turns out that in the UK, I mean, as everywhere, of course, Christmas is approaching, a lot of celebrations. People want to go to parties and, get under the mistletoe and go to pubs, which have been shut down and just totally devastated, like the restaurant industry in Massachusetts and nationwide here. And so now they're talking about shutting everything down. So now everybody, politicians, physicians, the so-called public health experts are all going, what the hell is it with this one person who's dead? Can we find out a little bit more about these people who are about this person who's deceased? This is from the Daily Mail. Experts, and again, put that in quotation marks, air quotes, experts are demanding answers about the UK's first Omicron fatality, such as the individual's vaccination status, if they were part of the group vulnerable to COVID, and if the virus was the leading cause of death. And as one oncologist, cancer physician said, was the person in hospital for COVID, or were they there because they'd been run over by a bus? That's a really, really good question, I think. So the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, said, sadly, yes, Omicron is producing hospitalizations, and sadly, at least one patient has been confirmed to have died with Omicron. Mr. Johnson did not reveal the age of the person who died, if they had underlying health conditions, which made them vulnerable, or whether Omicron was the leading cause of their death or a secondary factor. It's almost like they were looking for an excuse to shut everything down again, isn't it? Here are the questions. Was the person unvaccinated? Unclear. Were they vulnerable? Undetermined. Where did the person catch Omicron? Unknown. In what part of the UK did the person live? They don't know that either. Were they in hospital for another reason when they died? They don't know that either. Why haven't we been told? That's another question they're asking in Britain. Patient confidentiality has been cited as a reason. When will we know more? Have they had a booster? Are they elderly? And then, see, in the UK, the average age at death from COVID is 82.5. That's even more than Massachusetts. In Massachusetts, it was over 80 for a while. Then I think it went down to 78, 79. And then they just, the statistics were too embarrassing for the Parker pay-to-play administration. So they just stopped putting them out. But I would say that, you know, if the guy's, if someone's 85 years old and got hit by a bus, I mean, I don't think that's one reason why to shut down the entire nation. 844-500-4242. 617 says, I hear the person who died in the UK had other ailments. You need to have Katie Hopkins on your show. Well, you know, most people who die of COVID have other problems as well. We're going to have Dr. Marty McCary on from Johns Hopkins tomorrow. He's the one who's been writing in the Wall Street Journal all along saying that that no kids have been dying from this who didn't have underlying comorbidity. So I'm looking forward to talking to him because Fauci was saying it again over the weekend that just because you're young, that don't mean you can't get sick. Well, so how many people have actually died? And I'd like some real vetted numbers, not your phony baloney numbers like they use in New York State or the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I'm talking about real numbers. 844-500-4242. Someone is saying it's now being confirmed that the one death in the UK was with COVID, not from COVID. That was reported on Steve Bannon's show this morning. So again, with is very different than from. I think that wasn't the number a few months ago that of all the people who had died in the U.S., it was 6% had died. And this is when you have the number is like close to 80, the average age of death. It was 6% died from COVID as opposed to with COVID. 844-500-4242. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt is now over $29 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver, and now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Here's hoping Charlie Baker's turkey police aren't out and about this year.
No turkey, no turkey sandwiches, no turkey salad, no turkey gravy, turkey hash, turkey a la king, or gallons of turkey soup.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Bruno Sr., I have a text from him. After attending 4 Army-Navy games while Bruno Jr. was at West Point, I can tell you that Let's Go Brandon would have been heard loud and clear at the football game. The cadets and midshipmen might not have been chanting, but the parents of cadets and midshipmen who make up a large portion of attendees would have been chanting Let's Go Brandon had sleepy, creepy Joe showed up. They know what he is doing to the Army and the Navy. Yeah, so maybe they made the decision. On the other hand, like I said, I think there was a Hazel Show Film Fest. He loved Shirley Booth on Saturday. He didn't want to miss that. You know, Don Defoe, Billy Buntrock. What a comedy classic, a screen gem, et cetera, et cetera. Happy 86th birthday, by the way, to Lucy Farron of Southbridge, Mass. She and her husband, Bob, they're big fans. Bob passed away last year, but just wanted to wish Lucy a happy 86th. That's from Boca Cryo. You know who it is, Lucy. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. So there's a story today. I mean, this has been coming at us for a long time, but, you know, it's just kind of been in the background. But now it's coming up right in our faces. The stupid voters of Massachusetts in 2016 passed this referendum question to have humane raising of chickens and pigs and veal, young calves, et cetera.
They're just and a human being.
That's right. So now it's about to kick in on January 1st. The egg industry is warning that up to 90% of the eggs currently being supplied to Massachusetts will disappear from shelves in less than a month, 3 weeks now, unless the legislature changes upcoming new standards for those that may be sold in Massachusetts supermarkets. I'll go over this later on, but they seem to have worked out a compromise on the chickens and the eggs, but they've got another problem with pork, and so it's all tied together in the same bill. So not only the eggs may disappear from the supermarket shelves, but also pork, meaning sausage.
Bacon.
Bacon. But I love sausage more than bacon or ham. So, but anyway, whatever you love, it may be gone too. So anyway, that's the today's poll question concerns eggs. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If eggs disappear in Massachusetts on January 1st, will you be bothered a little bit, a lot, or not at all?
Well, the mailroom manager wanted to be listed as a lot because she eats a lot of eggs. I'd be bothered a little bit.
I'd be bothered a lot. I eat eggs every morning. 2 eggs for breakfast.
Every morning.
Every single morning.
My daughter, Charlotte, she's always loved eggs since she was a baby, and she was having digestive problems last year. We thought it might be something serious, but she went to the doctor, and the doctor said, "What do you eat?" And she said, "I eat 4 or 5 eggs a day." The doctor said, "I think I know how to cure this problem very quickly." And now she has like 1 egg a week, maybe. But okay, what are the results thus far in the poll?
59% say they'd be bothered a lot, and there's about a 22% for a little bit, 20% for not at all.
Wow. I guess, you know, if they, they throw eggs into certain products, you know, like batter for fish I like to eat, I'd miss that. But the eggs themselves,
I mean, that's another question. What about all the other foods, you know, that are prepared off-site that are sold in supermarkets that contain eggs? Are we checking to make sure those eggs were humanely raised?
I don't know. I just, as somebody said, people are now texting saying thanks to Massachusetts for more business for New Hampshire. Now, driving to New Hampshire, it's not just for menthol cigarettes anymore, Newports. It's not just for no deposit beer and soft drink containers. Now it's going to be for eggs, too. Eggs. I don't know. I like hard boiled eggs and chef salads, but that's about the only. I don't eat too many scrambled eggs anymore. But it would be a pain. They're also talking about having rolling blackouts too. There's another story in the paper today about rolling blackouts in Massachusetts because of the natural gas pricing crisis. Who's responsible for that? And a natural gas shortage. Who's responsible for a potential natural gas shortage? Donald Trump? Oh, that's right. He's not the president anymore, is he?
917 says this is an existential crisis.
We'll talk more about this later on. We tried to get the guy from the Brown Egg Association on tonight, but he couldn't make it. But I think I can handle this story. I think we can all handle this story ourselves. We all have a connection to eggs in one way or another, even if you're not a big egg fan. So 59% would be bothered quite a bit if eggs go. It's only, I shouldn't overstate it, it's only 90% of eggs will go away. Can you imagine? I used to wait in line for gasoline during the 70s. I haven't waited in line for eggs ever, and I don't plan to. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I'm glad on the text line here people are offering to rescue us from this exasperating crisis that we find ourselves in thanks to the legislature. We need to extricate ourselves from this. So that's actually from 603. That was some good stuff. But Bruce from the Met says he'll bring us some grace from down where he lives in the Seacoast, New Hampshire, which he would succeed us as our baseball pitcher supplier of eggs. It used to be Kurt Schilling when he lived out in Maynard or Acton, somewhere like that. That was he had really good eggs. But he's in Tennessee now. So we can't rely on him. Farmer John also says he'll bring some up.
I go through phases with eggs. Like sometimes I'll be really into eggs, eating them all the time, breakfast for dinner, scrambled, fried. And then for a few months I can just go egg free. And then, you know what? I'm the same with bananas. I can go on a banana streak and then one day I eat one weird banana and I'm off it.
Yeah. I've been, you know, since I was, I think I've been off bananas since I was about 9 years old. When someone gave me a banana that was kind of rotten.
And it had turned, was it Mabel?
No, I think it was me. I was just hungry and I just picked one that had turned kind of black. And
Howie, I have a question about the supply chain shortage.
Yes.
What came first, the chicken or the egg shortage?
Well, somebody you follow on Instagram or somewhere, they're complaining about the lack of chicken tenders, right?
Yes.
I did not know that chicken tenders were also
well, it started with chicken
short
wings.
Supply.
It started with chicken wings.
Which I don't care about, but I like chicken tenders.
And then it ended up getting to, I think they were having a nugget issue. They were having a nugget issue. And I didn't know this about chicken nuggets, Howie, but do you know chicken nuggets are actually made up of all of the leftover chicken that's not used?
I did know that. If you go to any quality
restaurant. Wait till Grace finds out what's in hot dogs.
Yeah, Grace, you should have known this before now, actually.
I never knew that. But I don't really eat nuggets, so why would I really look into it?
774 says, thank goodness I live in Seekonk, which means I shop almost exclusively in Rhode Island. This could go on all afternoon. Anything that has an EX at the beginning can be turned into an egg.
Enough of these yolks.
How do you take your eggs, Howie?
Scrambled.
Yeah, I like them scrambled, too.
Yeah, scrambled. And then, like I said, in a chef's salad, obviously hard-boiled. But I'm not a big hard-boiled egg guy myself.
In a chef's salad, did you just say?
Yeah.
God, Palm Beach has done a number on you.
I learned to
fancy
like,
boy.
I learned to like chef salad down here.
In a chef's salad, I do prefer a hard-boiled egg. Are you John Kerry all of a sudden? What is happening here?
No. If I have to, I'll just switch over to Cobb salad.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
It is. It is.
All right, Howie.
On the other hand, I like pancakes. And now that I think of it, pancakes need eggs, don't they?
Yeah, unless you get the kind that...
So do regular cakes.
Unless you get the kind that just add water. And those are no good.
Can you believe it? In Massachusetts, as of January 1st, weed is legal and eggs are not, basically. What the hell kind of state has this devolved into?
Well, don't forget you also need eggs if you're going to bread your chicken.
I know.
There's a lot of, which I never really thought about, but that's kind of a weird thing. You're breading the chicken in an egg.
It's the mother and child reunion, ugh, as Paul Simon would say.
All right. Well, we have a lot of news to get to, Howie, and I know you've covered a little bit of this in the opening, but we'll go back to some of it. Andrew Cuomo is being asked to return, or not asked, demanded to return his $5.1 million that he made off of his pandemic book about inspired leadership during the pandemic.
You know, I said last week, you know, what more could happen to Chris Cuomo? He lost his TV show, he lost his radio show, and he lost his book deal. And one of my neighbors said to me today, next thing is going to be his wife is going to leave him. Well, Andrew Cuomo, his wife can't leave him because she already left him a long time ago for the polo player. But now he has to return the money from the book. I mean, everything that can go wrong in somebody's life is happening to these guys.
Yeah, and it's funny because Jared and I were talking about this today, and Jared said, well, I would still like to see, you know, some of the legal stuff occur for Andrew Cuomo, and I agree. Like, you know, the investigations and all this. But the money's pretty good. When someone like Andrew Cuomo has to give back $5.1 million.
And, you know, he's been living large his whole life, but I don't think he has $5 million just sitting around to give back.
You know what the next thing is? It's I feel like Santa Claus. I'm making a list, and I'm checking it twice, and I want the Tappan Zee Bridge to return to us.
Oh, yeah. I think that's going to happen. How about this? His daughter that was running around with the state trooper announces that she's eloped with the state trooper. And they're now married.
I love the state trooper. And we're getting married.
And we have an in-law apartment, Dad, in our duplex in Albany.
Someone's,
you want to live there? You got nowhere else to go.
Yeah, I mean, it really is true. I mean, this story cannot get any stranger, and more keeps happening for Andrew Cuomo. But what do you expect? This is also an update. J.P. Morgan bans unvaxxed staff guests from NYC offices. A lot of talk today about these offices now being forced to have masks on in the office. Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, has decided to implement this. Just the other day, the day before this went into effect, she was without mask, naturally. Right. That's almost like a requirement now. If you're going to put in a mask mandate, you have to go to some sort of fancy schmancy party the day before.
This is interesting Democrat politics, you know, because like you have like an acting governor like Hochul, who's decided that the way for her to get reelected is to go with a, you know, full-on dead-end or mask policy. McKee in Rhode Island has gone in another acting governor has gone in the totally opposite direction. You have Whitmer and Wolf in Pennsylvania, who are down in the polls or close to or in danger in the polls. They're saying no masks. So, but on the other hand, Newsom, who just survived a recall election, he's going back with the masks. I guess they got to be doing polling, though. I mean, this has nothing to do with science at this point. Nothing whatsoever.
Well, I think it's like anything else. If you're someone who's in a state where people are semi-sane, you might have to, and even if you really want to put in the masks, even if you have that desire to be a petty tyrant and issue all these mandates, if you're looking at the polls and you're saying these people are fed up, you got to kind of concede a little bit for them. But on the same time, if you're Gavin Newsom and your constituents eat this crap up with a spoon, you're like,
but I don't
here
think they
we
all
go.
Do. I don't think they all do, Grace. I don't think anybody in any state all eats it up with a spoon.
Well, my brother's in San Diego, and it's pretty normal there. I mean, they can go out and go to the bars, and, you know, it's a pretty young scene. But San Diego is also
indicting and arresting these Antifa thugs in San Diego. I mean,
why?
It's very, because they got a district attorney who wasn't flush with George Soros money when he was running or she was running for the job.
And also in San Diego, it's a lot of former military guys, former SEALs, so it's a lot of normal people there. It's interesting. I also want to talk really quickly here about Kamala Harris's next move.
Officer Mark says he will cross state lines to bring eggs to the studio. He'll even dodge shell fragments.
Okay, now we have to say something here about these eggs.
Ha, ha, ha.
By the way, people want to know.
We have too many now.
They're just tuning in late. Massachusetts passed this stupid referendum question in 2016, and you have to now treat chickens and hogs and young calves humanely. So it's going to make it really tough to have enough.
They're just a human
eggs
being.
or pork or veal there's no veal that comes out of Massachusetts anyway, and there's not much pork, but there's not going to be any eggs. There's only 10% of the eggs pass the standards in Massachusetts unless they change the law. So if you see 10 cartons of a dozen eggs in the supermarket right now, and you're in the supermarket, there's going to be one on January 1st. And guess what? You're probably not going to get there at 6:55 to pick it up. So there's not going to be anything for you.
But we should issue a correction here.
What's that?
Not even a correction, just an update. We don't need any more eggs now. What, so no one's going to have eggs in our studio and Needham's going to have like 4,000 eggs? No more eggs! Our cup runneth over with these eggs.
No, everybody's in the Christmas spirit. They're just saying they're going to bring eggs down. The
no
eggs
one actually
will be
plans
in,
on egg, it.
Eggs will be in short supply come January, Grace, unless something happens. But again, the legislature will move. They can't get the State House opened, but they're going to move. They're going to get everything done. Can you imagine, though, one person? They're in an informal session, Grace, in the legislature. That means one person can stop the bill. How would you like to be the one person who stopped the egg bill in Massachusetts, like on Christmas Eve?
I
think you would be defeated for re-election.
I will say, though, I mean, I guess I'd have to see what the rules are about how you have to treat the chickens. But I do get sad sometimes when you see those videos where they're treated very poorly. They have no quality of life. They're all stuck together in their own poop. It's depressing.
I told you, Grace, I own chickens. You know what the biggest threat to those chickens was? It wasn't me. It wasn't being cooped up.
It was themselves.
Foxes.
It was foxes or coyotes. I never knew if it was a coyote or a fox. It could have been a fisher cat. But it was. But you know, there's nothing better than going in the morning to feed the chickens, and one of them is like halfway out, and his head is ripped off. Her head is ripped off.
Yeah, fisher cats are vicious. We had one of those in my neighborhood when we were younger. It killed my friend's cat.
Yeah.
Tore his head clean off.
If you don't know what a fisher cat is, it's kind of like a wolverine.
Yeah, they're scary. By the way, Howie, just a quick update on Kamala Harris in case anyone's wondering. She's got so many jobs now in this administration, but her new job is electric vehicles.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to tell people that she now is in charge of getting to the root causes of the border problems. She's in charge of voter integrity, and she's in charge of pumping electric cars full of electricity.
Yeah, she thinks that you have to stand in front. You have to stand at the pump.
You have to hold
press
it.
And hold it. All right. Okay, we've got to, Grace, thank you very much. You got anything else?
I don't have anything else. That is it for today, Howard.
Okay, thank you, Grace. 844-500-4242. Protecting your family is essential, but defending yourself doesn't have to be lethal. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, because Taser protects life on both sides of the trigger. Non-lethal and easier to use than a gun, Taser's smart self-protection devices can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds. That's half a minute. So you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS location as soon as you fire. And if you ever have to fire yours, Taser will replace the device for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spelled TASER.com, promo code Howie. Taser.com, promo code Howie. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
Today we got a cheap bastard deal for a great place on the Cape, the Barley Neck Inn in Orleans. It's on the road to Nauset Beach. It's been hailed by Yankee Magazine, the Boston Globe, and USA Today as one of the best restaurants on the Cape Cod. Housed in an iconic building, as I said, on the way to Nauset Beach. The restaurant has long been considered the place to dine by both residents and visitors. Their dinner menu, which changes seasonally, focuses on fresh local ingredients prepared with a whimsical touch. They also offer an array of craft cocktails and locally brewed beers, and a thoughtfully chosen wine list. Live music on weekends rounds out the fun that is the Barley Neck Inn. While supplies last, you can purchase a $100 gift card to the Barley Neck Inn for just $50. Great Christmas gift, obviously, and they're open in the winter, and it's a great place in the spring too, because they have the outdoor dining. But it's the indoor restaurant is very cozy. I ate there last summer. I had a great meal. I had conch fritters, which is something you usually can't get. But that's the kind of whimsical touch they have. You know, they have stuff you can't get elsewhere in some ways, and plus the standard stuff. Go to HowieCarsShow.com. And click on store to get your Barley Neck Inn gift card right now. And with us to tell us more about the Barley Neck Inn right now is Matt Conley, the general manager. Matt, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. What do you got going on right now at the Barley Neck Inn?
Howie, it's our pleasure. Today, actually, we're closed Mondays and Tuesdays. I'm actually here today because we do have a special event for one of our neighbors. But we do have, throughout the winter, we are offering specials for the locals, for everybody. Wednesday and Thursday nights, we do offer some additions to our menu. On Wednesday nights, we have a pizza night. On Thursday nights, we have a burger night, both of which are discounted. Great deals. The burgers that we offer are Wagyu burgers, and well received by many regulars on a consistent basis. So it's we've got a great plan for New Year's as well. We've got some great offerings. Both food and wine. So we anxiously look forward to, you know, doing the greatest we can throughout the winter for our regulars and for those that want to join us perhaps for the first time.
That's great. So if people want to check out what you got for New Year's Eve or just see the menu, what's the web address, Matt?
It's just barleyneck.com.
Barleyneck.com, barleyneck.com. And you're closed Monday and Tuesday during the winter, but you're open the rest of the time. And you got a pretty big dining area, right?
We do, yes. We're fortunate enough that we've got a bar area that we can accommodate about 90 people. And then we also have three other dining rooms for smaller, more intimate affairs.
So if you want to have a special gathering, like a birthday, it's getting late for Christmas parties, but it's if you want to have a birthday party or maybe a Super Bowl party, something like that, you can rent a room at the Barley Neck.
Absolutely. Yep, perfect viewing. We do have televisions in those rooms, so it's a great opportunity for people to take advantage of.
And it's a good place to watch a game too. You got the TVs everywhere. It's just a cozy dining area, and it's just we had a really good time when we were there. And you know, of course, there was a lot going on outside, which is not happening right now. But again, you can buy the gift certificate now and just hang on to it until the weather gets warm again, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. When you mentioned the lawn in the spring. In the summer, it was very, very well received. So, we're fortunate in that regard.
Yeah, it was nice. And the night we were there, you had a small group, a couple of musicians. I won't say a band, but you had some musicians there, and you were playing outdoors while people were eating, and everybody was just enjoying it. And it was great. It was just a fine Cape evening that we were there, and we had a good time. And I really recommend the Barley Neck Inn very highly. And you can get a $100 gift certificate for $50 right now at the Barley at HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, and click on store, and that's where you order it. And again, I love those conch fritters. You know, you don't see them very much. I like it was a nice little bit of touch of Florida and on a Cape Cod summer evening, but it was good. I appreciated it.
Yeah, and I believe you've also mentioned the short rib in the past, because many of your listeners that have joined us have mentioned that when they talk about the short rib, they'll come in and mention that you had. So that's the reason.
Oh, short ribs are so great. I can't believe that. I don't think I had any short ribs till I was about 40 years old. I can't believe I wasted the first 40 years of my life. It's such great stuff, you know? It really is. All right, if you want to get your $50 for $50, you can get a $100 gift certificate to the Barley Neck Inn in Orleans, Massachusetts. Check it out. Thank you, Matt. I'm Howie Carr.